I think once or twice every year I'll talk about the Israelites and their complaining. And so I'd like to bring them out again. And this time I kind of share some of my own life recently about complaining. I think personally there can be good times of complaining and then there's bad things to complain. I think first to do so and venting is a good healthy thing at times to speak to people. You know, there's a big difference between doing it with a whole crowd of people that you might not even know and just start putting gas on the fire of complaining something, especially, for instance, politician things or the media or whatever. But when we're really, you know, frustrated with something to talk, I know, like myself personally, a spiritual director or my parents or my best friends or a counselor that is very healthy. So I recently during Lent, it's been a time for, in my own mind than anything, than more complaining. For instance, I'm going through a little injury in my left leg. That's like, it happens every year. Also, the weather. I don't know if anybody else has been complained about weather that has been depressing slash just... Have we seen the sun in a year? I don't know. And others, just small things of, I got to get this done today, I got to get this done today, whatever. So some of those complaining, not like out in the world, but in my own heart. And I had this great image with one of the people that I talk to and can vent and grow in my own spiritual life. And they mentioned with this great image that helps me, because I'm a very analytical person. They talked about if you had a piece of paper and you had a bad marking dot and several of them. That would be the things to complain about. This individual said they use black, the black color, and I'm sitting there wearing black. I'm like, come on, can I have pink or brown or something? I don't want black, that's beautiful. That's what I'm wearing every day. Which is whatever you don't like, whatever color, just think of that on that piece of paper. Those are the things that we complain about. And then this person challenged me to remember that there's all these other colors on that piece of paper with dots, like blue or red or orange. And those are the things that are good things. And you can complain it, or you can compare it the ways you want. Like, for instance, myself. Okay, I survived a stroke. I'm alive. Okay, there's a lot of dots on that piece of paper in my life. I'm very blessed with my parents, mom and dad, that were both Catholic, that gave three sons that now have grandchildren. Therefore, I have two nieces and a nephew. And another one on the way. Those are some many dots to look at. The fact that I have a beautiful assignment to be a pastor in International Falls and Little Fork, have a school that's growing. I mean, again, many, many dozen dots to look at as an image again. Or my own personal life, that I have everything I need, all the food I need, a beautiful house. So what this person was challenging me was, because as an analytical person, I could just zone in or just look into these few dots that I'm frustrated with or just annoyed about. She just said, well, why don't you look at the bigger picture and see the fact that look at all the other good things. And I think that's something that's normal as humans. And that's a challenging thing for every one of us, I'm assuming. That we can be so locked into one thing we're ticked about or upset about or complaining about that, okay, let's breathe and let's look back and say, thank God for all the other things that are more beautiful. And in turn our hearts to our personal annoyances to the gifts that God has given us. Right? That's what the Israelites forgot. They were complaining about food. They're just coming out of slavery in the Red Sea. They've been led by a prophet from God, Moses and Aaron. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. It's kind of Lent. For them, it was Lent for not 40 days, but 40 years. But in our hearts, as we come these last few days, especially as our 40 hours of Eucharistic adoration, this weekend of Palm Sunday, Holy Week itself, a chance to go to the Chrism Mass, Let's look at the big picture of how important God is, Jesus is, and all the gifts that He's given every one of us. To thank God during these last few days of Lent, so then we can really celebrate for Easter.